couple more minutes here on the Paula Gordon Show with Paul Hawken, Bill Russell.
Listening to you tell that story, I'm sitting here thinking this sounds like a vision of life as play and possibility, a.k.a. a finite and an infinite game, the latter being descriptive of that condition. And that is how James Carr's describes culture, as an open system. But you reference him, and I think you do it, you do it zestfully and because it's highly relevant.
Well, James was saying basically there are finite and infinite games, and finite games we're very familiar with are called Wall Street and politics and the NBA and any game where there's a definitive winner and loser. But infinite games are played differently because the rules of infinite games are that you do whatever it takes to keep the game going. So the rules actually change according to the conditions, but the goal is always constant, which is the game shall never end. And what I'm saying is that this whole word and this whole concept of sustainability is really the infinite game. So when these organizations see that a river is polluted, they're worried about the fish game because the fish game will end. So they address the fish game. And if it's to children, then it's the children game. When we bombed all the sewage treatment plants in Iraq in the first Gulf War and basically spread disease and cholera all over the place. When it's the clear-cutting of ancient forests in British Columbia, then it's the forest grizzly bear habitat game. In other words, really what you can see sustainability as a organized response to finiteness. In other words, to try to change the systems, whether it be economic or governmental, educational, religious, or otherwise, into infinite games. So it's not to stop something so much as it is to change the nature of the process.
And one of his characterizations of an infinite game is that you play, in a finite game you play within the rules, in an infinite game you play with the rules.
Yes.
It's also worth saying that a finite game, by definition, has an end.
Yes.
And that is what we are trying to avoid. We're talking about crisis, but what we're really talking about is species suicide. And I think most of us would like to not make this a finite game.
And yeah. I mean, basically, my friend Kenny Ossible said, this is suicide intervention.
yes. And one last piece that I want to explore just for a moment. You say throughout history as we know it, always there have been more rights given to the business oligarchy people, a small number, a minority, and that it is time to be looking at where should rights be granted and given.
Absolutely. And I think we're seeing really in response to the crises and to peak oil and the other peaks, peak water, peak soil, peak everything, peak fish, that communities are starting to recoalesce. They're starting to realize that in order to be resilient, to be durable, to be strong, to be meaningful, and to be able to absorb the shocks that may be coming in the future, they need to reorganize. And we have to stop importing our lives in terms of food and water and culture and recognize that what we've always known, that is our lives are really homegrown, that all meaningful culture is homegrown, and that we can create a world without inequality and wealth without plunder and a future without fear. That those are within our grasp, but they're in our grasp in place. And that if we do that in place, that can grow. But this is a bottom-up movement because the top-down world is corrupt and been corrupted badly. And so our friends and our solutions lie right close to us, you know, on all sides of us and around us, in our neighbors, in our communities. And so this movement not only is addressing the sort of the mega problems and the mega institutions, but at the same time it's really recreating life from the bottom up. And life always organizes from the bottom up, and it always organizes with information.
And that makes it very hopeful.
Yes.
Thank you for being hopeful and practical, all within a blessed unrest. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Paul and Bill, thank you very much.
Paul Hawkins' Blessed Unrest is full of the kinds of stories we need as we come together to save life on Earth. We are profoundly grateful to him for all the ways Paul Hawkins has worked for justice over the decades. And we look forward to learning how you are putting Paul Hawkins' vital ideas to work. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.